This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The fire burning for nearly a month north of Grand Junction has become the largest in state history. The record for the largest fire until now was held by the Hayman Fire, which burned between Denver and Colorado Springs in 2002 and was much more destructive. It killed six people and destroyed 133 homes. By contrast, no homes have burned down in the Pine Gulch Fire near Grand Junction, but that fire has burned an unknown amount of grazing land. The first week of classes ends today at the University of Colorado Boulder. That's another place where the school year is not as usual because of the pandemic. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Students returned to campus for the first time since March, when CU went fully online due to COVID-19. The week did see some speed bumps. On the first day of classes, a worldwide Zoom outage disrupted online lectures. Alex Wolfroot teaches philosophy. He says his first week went well, but that faculty and staff are still in the dark about important health protocols.
There's no clear criteria on what the university's policy is for moving the entire semester remote or more remote or anything like that. They have refused to give clear criteria and refused to even say if there's a certain number of student deaths that would trigger it.
CU has developed several coronavirus mitigation plans for the campus, including wastewater testing and mandatory weekly screenings for on-campus residents. I'm Paul Shalsta, CPR News.
Boulder, Metro Denver, and Colorado Springs have highs in the 80s today, a chance for rain Saturday and cooler temperatures through the weekend. This is CPR News.